Are you okay? Baby? Hey, look at me. Look at me. What is it? Oh, babe, I'm sorry. I fucking hate your job, too. Here, come over here. Just throw your coat down. Don't even worry about hanging it up. Come on. Kick off those shoes. Just plop right down on this couch. No. Just sit down. Fuck a stiff upper lip. I'm not going to humor this whole stoic attitude anymore. That job is stressing you the fuck out, and you need to be better about letting it all out. Come on. Raise your foot up. Just let me peel this sock off. Lefty. And now, righty. Come on. Upsies. Off with this, too. And now, does this feel better? A little foot rub, yeah? Here, do me a favor. Grab me that pillow. I just need something soft for my knees. I'm staying right here on the floor so I can pamper you a bit. Oh, pish posh. Don't brush me off with, that's okay. You need this. Let me take care of you a little bit. And don't be so afraid to ask for it sometimes, either. I mean, you are so good to me. You hear me out each and every time I need a bitch about whatever. Oh, I want to do the same for you. There you go. Ooh, there's a nasty little knot right here. And now the other one. Come on, bring it. Good boy. So, tell me, how many people did you have to remind to keep their stupid mask over their nose today? And how many of them gave you shit for it? Oh, poor baby. That's like 3 an hour. It really isn't fair you have to do that all day. It isn't fair that you have to do it at all. Policing self-important assholes was not part of your job description. They don't even pay you enough in general, let alone to deal with all that. Have you thought at all about what I said? About quitting? Okay, I'm not going to press it. Just keep thinking about it. Your job is not worth this. And anyway, we'd be fine on my salary. More than fine. I just don't want you sticking this out because of any wounded male pride about being my dependent for a little while. Or for a long while, for that matter. I would love to have a happy little house husband. I just want you to be happy. Here, let me work on these ankles a bit. There you go. That's right. Just sink back and relax. Close your eyes. Let me just rub all this tension away. Do me another favor. Pull up the leg of your pants a bit. Let me get at this calf here. My poor baby. My sweet, sweet baby. Did this help at all? Feeling these silky smooth legs brushing against your pants all day long? Hey, I'm not teasing you. I'm asking. Did it help take your mind off of things? Did it give you something a little bit more pleasurable to focus on? Honestly, babe, I'm not teasing. You know I'm not teasing. I mean, I sat there with you and helped you shave them. And, actually, I've been thinking a lot more about what you said. Here, quick, switch legs. There we go. But yeah, like I was saying, I've been thinking more about it. I know I was a little surprised when you said that you'd like to come home and, you know, kind of be a little bit more feminine. I well, I hope I didn't come across as, oh, I don't know, put off or anything like that. Because, believe me, I get it. I mean, look at me. I'm a total tomboy, for Christ's sake. And you know, there were reasons for that beyond just taste and clothes. So, I get it. I really do. Especially once you explain how all those confrontations at work just trigger, like, a total flood of pure testosterone. I can't imagine how exhausting all those hormone dumps must be. And then you're supposed to somehow brush it all off and go back to work like nothing ever happened? I mean, that shouldn't be a normal work day for you. So, I get it. And, baby, I totally support you. I was just surprised, is all, momentarily. You've always been, well, such a dude. Not that you've ever been, or even pretended to be, the big, strong, cocksure, alpha male type. But you've always seemed like such a straightforward sis. No, that's not what I mean. I don't believe in the whole either-or alpha-beta myth. All I meant was that you never struck me as a guy who believes in the whole alpha-beta myth either. Hey. I already see you closing off. Don't do that. Don't be so embarrassed. Like I said, you need to start letting go of this stress. And if coming home and trying out some of the girlier things in life relaxes you, well then, baby, I will help you be the girliest girl who ever girled. Ever. Come on, I'm not kidding. I'm not teasing or poking fun or pulling your leg. Well, I guess I am kind of pulling your leg right now with this massage. Here, that's the end of that anyway. Feet down. Now stand up. Come on, I want to show you something I got for you today. Yeah, come on. Hmm? Well, actually, I got you a bunch of stuff today. I bought some skincare products and designed a whole regimen for you, which, frankly, is not strictly a girly thing to do. Or at least it shouldn't be. I mean, everyone should take care of their skin. But we'll save that for tomorrow because it is a little time-consuming. I have something a little more fun in mind for right now. Are you ready? Ta-da! Yep, that's for you. A pretty spring frock. Do you like it? I can tell you do. That's the first time I've seen you genuinely smile in, like, months. And you look so pretty when you grin ear to ear like that. Come on, for the last time, I am not teasing you. So, why don't you take off those boring chinos and boxers and all the rest and then, you know, slip into something a little more comfortable. I'm just going to go fetch your next gift. Aw, look at you checking yourself out in the mirror. Do you like it? Yeah? You know, they had one in lavender, and I was going to get that one just because, well, you know, lavender. But this periwinkle blue suits you so well. And, well, these spaghetti straps just really do it for me. Does it feel nice, feeling your back and shoulders exposed like that? Does it make you feel all light and airy? Uh-oh. Oh, I see someone rising to the attention down there. Here, I got you these, too. Put them on. Now, I don't know how well these will fit. Target doesn't carry any pouch panties, sadly, but there's plenty online. We'll do some shopping this weekend. Feeling good? You look it. Seriously, baby, I haven't seen you this happy in a long, long time. So, it's decided. From now on, the second you come home, the first thing you do is strip off your work clothes and dress up girly for me, all right? Now, come on, I have one more gift for you. Yes, come this way. Well, this one, we have to do it outside on the porch. Oh, come on. It's nighttime. It's dark. We can keep the patio light off. The back porch doesn't face anything. No one's going to see. And besides, I don't want to stink up the place. Stink it up how? With this. Here. Oh, it's been so long, hasn't it? No, we're not going back to the old days and stumbling around half-baked all the time. But I know you've missed it, and it does relax you. So a couple of puffs in the evening is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. Hmm? It tastes funny? Here, give it to me. I don't know. It's been so long. Maybe it does taste different. I can't tell. Here, finish up. One more puff for the night. There you go. Good boy. Or should I start calling you good girl? Oh, poor baby. Go ahead. Cough it all out. Remember, coughing actually helps the high. There you go. All better? Okay, just let me pinch this out. We'll go back inside. Our night is just getting started. Hmm? Well, tomorrow I thought we'd start playing with makeup. I kind of want the sunlight for that, though, to see what colors suit you. Tonight, well, tonight's all about getting you used to your new body. Hmm? Oh, my bad. Of course I meant your new dress. You really do like it? I know it probably doesn't fit exactly right, but we can always make some alterations. Hey, are you okay? Here, take my hand. I'll guide you. It does kind of hit you hard and fast when you're not used to it. But anyway, what tonight's really all about is proving myself to you. I love you, baby. And I want what's best for you. I want you to be the happiest you can be. And I want to prove that. I want to show you just how comfortable I am with this. How supportive I can be. And just how far this rabbit hole you are totally welcome to go down. If that's what you really want. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop right there. Let's just stop right here. You stand back against that wall, pretty girl. Just brace yourself and let it hit you. Feeling a little flushed? Like you suddenly have a fever? Oh, don't worry. That's going to pass in a moment. I have to confess something to you, baby. I may have laced that weed with just a little something. Well, don't worry. It's perfectly safe. I tried some on my own. Remember last week when I came home from the office and told you not to come near me? That we had a possible outbreak and I needed to self-quarantine in the guest room while they did some contact tracing? Well, that was a bit of a ruse. I was really trying this out on me before I gave it to you. Shh, don't try to say anything. Just breathe and focus on my voice. It's a little discombobulating when it hits you. The way your whole body must feel like it's changing all over. But that passes really quickly. And afterward? Well, I can't promise that you'll actually love it. But anyway, it's not permanent. And there are no side effects. So, if you don't like it, all you have to do is wait a few hours. And it'll be like it never happened. But I think you'll like it. In fact, I think you'll love it. There. See? It's already passing. Don't you feel better? Doesn't that dress fit a little better? That's right. You have boobies. God, baby. You are absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised, I guess. You've always been a pretty hot guy. But now, you are a fucking knockout woman. Go ahead. Explore yourself. Why don't you lift that hem up and take a peek? Oh, whoopsie. No more penis. Jeez, hon. I thought at this point I'd have to totally talk you down and reassure you that it's going to grow back in a bit, but that grin on your face? Well, I think it's safe to say you're loving this. Yeah? You're not mad? I know this was a bit underhanded, but I honestly couldn't think of any other way to convince you how cool I am with what you want. Because, baby, I really do mean it. You can come every night and have a couple of puffs if you want to, and I will totally go to bed and snuggle up with my pretty little princess every single night. Or we can save this for the weekends or just some special occasions. Whenever you need it. Whenever you want it. Because, baby, I will love you no matter who you want to be. You or... what should we call you? Misty? Lacey. I think I want to call you Lacey. It seems fitting somehow. Yeah? You like it? Or would any girl's name do? No, you really do like it. Okay, Lacey. Now, have you noticed anything different about me? That's right. I had a couple of puffs, too. And now, my shoulders are a little broader. My center of gravity is way up here now. And down here, well, I'm not really sure how far your feminine desires really go, so if all you want to do tonight is just hang out, like we always do, we can just fix a quick dinner and then snuggle up on the couch and watch some Murder, She Wrote. But if you want to, you know, explore some more, if you want to go to the bedroom and fool around, well, baby, I am totally packing now. Yeah? Really? I meant it, though. We don't have to. I'm not trying to pressure you. So only if you really... yeah? You really, really want to? Well, you do sound convincing. You're practically begging. Oh, good. Because I have to say, all this testosterone is no joke. My brain is totally fused on one thought and one thought only. And that is fucking you, senseless. Do you mind if I reach under here? God, baby, your ass is so tight and round. Here, lift your dress up for me. No, don't take it off. I want to fuck you in it. But first, I want to play with these tits. Does that feel nice? I know it must. Oh, baby, you're leaking right through these pretty panties. I can smell it. Turn around. Hands on the wall. Here, I'll make space. Now, I'm just gonna hike this dress back up. Peel these panties off. That's right. Just kick them away. And now, I'm gonna spread these pretty cheeks of yours and... give your ass a little tease. What's that? You can't stand it? Oh, poor baby. You should appreciate the restraint that I'm showing. The effort I'm making at foreplay. Because I was not lying. Right now, all I want to do is bend you over and fuck you raw. Just like this. Just like the way this finger's fucking your eager little hole. Do you like that, baby? Does it feel good? I know it does. I see those dainty feet slowly inching farther apart, and I see those legs spreading for me. That's a good girl. Such a good girl. Oh, fuck, baby, yes. Moan for me like that. Just let it out. Let it all out. Don't worry about noise. Don't worry about the stupid neighbors. Tonight is your night. Celebrate it. Sing it. Make as much noise as you want. Yes, 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 let it all out. Come on, sing it for me, baby. I know it feels so fucking good. Oh, sorry. I don't know why I did that. It's just all the testosterone. I don't even know how you guys walk around like this. I know I smoked that stuff once before, but I'm still not used to this. The way it just, I don't know, it just puts like the horse blinders on you and makes you so single-minded. Yeah? It's okay? Really? Oh my God, that look in your eye. The way you're looking right at me. Sucking my fingers like that. Licking up all that juice. God, baby, please keep going. What are you doing? You're leading me to the bedroom? Just like that? Well, thank you, baby. I need to know you want this, because I feel totally out of control right now. How do you fucking live like this? Yes, undress me. Yeah, free my fucking cock for me, baby. No, I didn't borrow your boxers. I bought these just for me. Oh my God. Oh, your tongue on my cock. That feels... that feels so amazing. Stop it. Stop that. Please. I'm gonna bust my nut if you don't. Shut up. This is my first time with a cock. I'm surprised I didn't cream my pants in the hall. Here, look. Don't worry. I bought tons of that stuff. We can spend the whole weekend exactly like this and do everything possible and really take our time with it. But right now, I just need to fuck you before I burst. Here, lift your ass up. Let's get that dress out from underneath and... there we go. Now lie back down. Spread those legs, sweetheart. There we go. Oh my fucking God. You are so fucking tight. No, don't worry. I know what the first time is like. Nice and slow, gentle strokes to start. And now, just a little bit more. A little bit more. Fuck. Huh? I know, I can't help it. This feels so fucking good. I'm doing all I can not to jackhammer you into oblivion. You want it faster? Harder? Yeah? You're enjoying this? Well, okay then. Oh, I can feel you listening up. Oh, yes. All the way in now. I'm all the way up inside you. Fuck, baby. This is so amazing. I just want to bury my cock inside you. Oh, God, baby, I love you. I love you so fucking much. I hope this makes you happy. I hope this is exactly what you want, because fuck, I think I want to do this again and again and again. Fuck, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I just want to fucking dump all this cum deep inside you. And I want you to love it too. I want you to need it. I want you to fucking beg me for it. Again and again and again. And fuck. Fuck. Take my fucking cock and love every goddamn inch of it inside you. Sexy fucking slut. Oh shit. Oh my God. Is that what it feels like for guys? Oh, fuck, that was amazing. Oh, maybe. I want to pull out. Oh, God. Oh, here, let me just lay down next to you. Oh, God, I mean it. That was... Oh, obviously. A whole new experience. What about you? Did you enjoy that? Yeah, really? Did you? I can't believe I'm asking this, but did you finish? Oh, thank God. I just got really caught up in all that. I just didn't expect it. I mean, this was supposed to be all for you. But damn, all this testosterone. It's just a pure mindfuck. I totally get it now. That was so fucking incredible. But if that's like the positive end of the spectrum, then yeah, the other end must be fucking hell for you. That's right. You better not piss me off this weekend. Oh, I guess that means you really do want to spend the whole weekend like this. Yeah, you do. I did a good thing, surprising you with this. Hey, wait, what are you doing? Oh, damn. Fuck your mouth. Baby. My cock is so sensitive right now, though. Oh, yeah, I'd fucking love that. Promise me you'll do it. Tie me to a chair and edge me for hours. Show me how much you really do love this. Okay, enough of that. You're working me all up again. But I need to recover. My brain feels fucking fused. Here, are my jeans still right down there? You pass them to me? Oh, the rest of that joint's in here. Yeah. Well, I think if we fall asleep now, we'll, revert by the time we wake up. And I want to wake up with you just like this. And the more we smoke, the longer it lasts. Would you like that? Yeah. No, we can totally smoke in here tonight. I do not want to leave this bed. Here, we'll just use... let's see. Here, my jewelry dish would do just fine as an ashtray. It's okay, I don't think it's gonna ruin it. Anyway, who cares? I mean, we're just gonna have to buy a new dish anyway, for you. Am I right? Oh, look at that smile. Seriously, baby, I don't remember the last time you looked this happy. I really do think I did the right thing tonight. Here, take this. I'll be a proper gentleman and light that for you. Ah, there you go. No, go ahead, take another. That's it. Good, now okay for me. That's okay. You finish it off. The more you smoke in general, the longer the next time lasts. And I did do this already once before, so I should be good until morning. Besides, tonight's all about you, love. Tonight, tomorrow, the day after, it's all about you. Whatever you want to do, and whatever you want done to you. Of course, if what you want is to show me what a total cock slut you can be, well, hey, who am I to say no? Whatever you want, love.